Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today I'm going to be chatting with another son of the soil. This time it's Shane Headley, a handsome young man who is proud to be Barbadian and extremely passionate about singing and being part of the entertainment world. Welcome to the program, Shane.
Hey, good morning, Yudeli. Hey, morning, Barbados.
Okay, great. It's wonderful having you. I recently saw you in action performing at the Richard Stout Over 21 competition. And I will start there. What led you or has driven you to be so passionate about singing and wanting to be part of the entertainment circle?
Well, it was my passion and my dream from an early age. It started out I remember the Parkinson Memorial Secondary School, and me and some of the guys in the class used to just play around and, you know, sing the beats and stuff like that. And at an independence concert, they chose me to showcase my talent there, and that is when my love for music and singing really blossomed. Right. And later from there, I went on then to the Richard Stout kind of competition. I was about 17. Oh. There.
Mm-hmm. And what was that experience like as a young teenager entering now at the national level, a competition that showcased your talent to a wider community now?
But then me and the rest there, we just really wanted to sing, actually. I don't think we really had much emphasis on it being a national, a national showcase. We just wanted to be able to sing and do the best that we possibly can at that point in time.
Okay. How would you say you have developed your talent after your first experience singing at school, going into the Richard Stout Teen Talent Show? Have you done like voice training and other activities to enhance your delivery?
Yes. Yes, I did voice training. I did a little voice training as well with Mr. Richard Stout. I entered the Calypso competition back in 2019. With the National United Society of the Blind Barbados, more affectionately known as the NUSB. And I played second. That was my first time there. Played second. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was one of my biggest achievements until this year, until recently, the recent concluded Richard Stout Over 21 competition where I placed fifth.
Right. And I must say, listeners, that was an awesome experience because Shane was one of four men that participated in that competition. There were 12 participants, and he was the only male to place. And I must congratulate you, Shane. You sang one of Romeo's songs, Them Is Disabled People Too, along with an original, correct?
Yes, please.
Right. So tell us about that original song. Did you write it?
Yes, please. My original song entitled Look How Things Change is an original song. It was arranged and produced by Mr. Mark Husbands. I must also give kudos to Apache. He assisted me as well with ideas and helping me to frame it out and everything. So I must give kudos to him as well and mention to him as well. Along with Mr. Mark Husbands, who produced and arranged the music. So I want to pay respect to those as well, those members as well. But it is an original song, I wrote it.
And what is it about?
It is basically the changes that we encounter on an everyday basis, more so since COVID has came into existence. The changes that we had to encounter and had to adjust ourselves around to be the new normal right now.
Okay. Right. So where do you see yourself moving? What direction do you want to move with your singing career?
It's basically up from here. I can't say where I want to go, but I guess wherever the Lord inspires me, whatever the Lord inspires or have in stores for me, I would continue to put him first, and wherever the music takes me, I will go.
Okay. Now, just now, Shane, you mentioned COVID-19, and I want to hear from you. Did the COVID-19 pandemic affect you? And if so, how?
Well, I think COVID-19 had not only affected my one, but probably everyone in general, to the point where, we were restricted from leaving homes, have to adjust to the new protocols, the new norm, having to being subjected to the wearing of masks, and these are things that we normally don't do as a people, right? It had affected me personally, not being able to perform as it would like. Not able to sing as they were like out in the open or for people, not even being able to socialize with friends and family and stuff like that. But overall, I think it had probably affected each and every person the same way as well. But we're getting back out there now, so I'm happy. I'm happy for that.
Okay, nice. Now, Shane, you have a disability. Can you share with us what is your disability?
My disability is called cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy is a condition that is marked by the impaired muscle coordination, and our disability is typically caused by damage to the brain before or at birth.
Okay, and how does it affect you? Does it impair your mobility movement?
Yes, it affects the movements of a person. Related conditions can be seizures, intellectual disability, vision problems, hearing or speech changes in the spine, or joint problems. Right? For me personally, even though those are the conditions or the ways that affect persons on a whole, I'm still thankful because that there are other persons who have cerebral palsy who are more affected or confined to wheelchairs and whatnot, who are not as mobile as I am, or cannot move around without the assistance of a person, or caretaker. So I'm pretty much still fortunate to be able to do the things that I do and being able to move around and stuff as I can, right? So I'm thankful for that. And each person, and the condition affects each person differently. Each case is different, so. My case may not, my situation may not be the same as another person's situation as well.
Okay. So what was your experience at school like with your visible impairment? Did the children, teachers, ancillary staff treat you any differently simply because they noticed you walked a bit differently?
I can't really say so because. For me, school was pretty much a great experience. I think for me, since after performing on shows and stuff for Independence, I think the love for me kind of grew a lot more since that they know that I'm involved in music and I can still do a lot and it doesn't deter the person that I am. So I think. The love grew from everyone from that point. But I was well received and appreciated and loved by those who encountered that school. Both teachers, and students as well.
Okay, so what was life like after leaving school? Were you able to secure employment?
Yeah, I started to work. After leaving school, immediately after leaving school, I don't work. However, but I started to work just about the age of 16 to in my early 20s. But then, work became because of the condition and everything. Work became a little strenuous, so I'm always advised just to stop for the time being.
Okay, so when you say that you were advised to stop, this was from the place of employment, by your employer, or by friends or family?
Medical practitioners.
Oh, medical.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you have explored other options if that particular type of work was a little too strenuous for you?
No, you know, to be honest, no. I just had decided that, you know, I'm going to really spend most of my time with music and the arts, because it's not only music for me. I do writing as well. I want to get into theater. I want to do theater as well. Because I do poetry, I write skits and everything. So I'm very talented in that area. So I just decided I would spend some time in that and further myself in those aspects and see where it takes me.
Okay, so what are you currently doing to pursue this?
I'm studying at St. James. It is a continuing educational program. So I'm currently doing some subjects there. As soon as I'm finished, I would apply for UWE where I can further myself in theater arts and performing arts and stuff like that.
Okay. And how is this journey of pursuing adult education where you're trying to do your CXCs? What is this experience now? Because you're a bit older and it would be very different from your school setting. How has it impacted you?
Well, it is different because as you get older, you have a more mature mind, so you are more focused, and you tell yourself basically that I need this, you know, you have to get this. Even though when you're younger, you're more agile, and you know the brain is yet young and you're taking things a lot faster and quicker. However, as you get older, you then become for some people or most people, you then become more mature in mind and the way of thinking, and knowing that this is really the way out, and that you know you can't really be a thing. You just got to adapt yourself and, you know, try to do your best.
Shane, as you talk about the theater arts, when you look around Barbados, what are you really seeing when it comes to this aspect of our culture?
It is prominent in today, because there's a lot of people who are involved in the arts and benefited from the arts. So it is very prominent in our today's society, and it gives one a chance to express oneself.
Do you think that more can be done in the development of the theater, theatrical performances and the cultural performances in this area?
Well, probably more opportunities outside where one could get a chance to practice their craft and stuff like that. You know, there could probably be more ways in trying to harness the talent from a younger age or however, you know. But I haven't looked into it that deep to really, you know, strip it down to that point. But okay. I know that the opportunities out there are endless, you know. So any opportunity out there to practice one's craft or to harness it is always a good idea and always a good thing.
Well, I know from visiting Jamaica a few times that the whole theater arts was very vibrant prior to COVID. I haven't visited since COVID has landed on us. But, you know, regularly on weekends, you can visit any of the theaters. There's always a production happening. And I would like to see something, some aspect of the regularity of theatrical performances in Barbados, where we can, again, really explore and promote our cultural heritage, our history, the richness of the Barbadian history, and a lot of what, you know, we can share with the world. Because so many people come to Barbados to experience our culture, what it is like living in Barbados, and, you know, seeing the Barbadian people to simply enjoy their country and the heritage that we have. So we are talking about the arts and culture. Did you ever enter NIFCA?
When I was much younger, as I rode a skate, I was part of a community group. And every year,
and what's the name of the community group?
Jordan's Community Group.
Uh-huh.
Every year we would, you know, gather a group of the youngsters in the neighborhood and put on, you know, harness their talents, whether it's in poetry, music, acting or whatever. And we would put on a show for the entire neighborhood, the entire parish of those surrounding areas. And then one year, we were advised to enter for NIFCA, and we did. I don't think we got picked, but I think the contribution was quite good. We also entered the Parish Talent Competition. You know, we were well received, but
again, not selected as a winner.
Yeah. So,
in the eyes of the public, you were still winners because you were able to be on stage and showcasing your talent and richness of what we have to share.
Yes, please.
Okay, so fantastic, Shane. I think this is what we're speaking to as being a proud Barbadian, where we, whether we have a disability or not, are able to contribute to the area that we are interested in, we are passionate about, and we're skilled in. And you have been able to use your talent in the arts to contribute. So I want to salute you as a Barbadian with a disability and the contributions you have made to our cultural landscape. Now, Shane, tell us, as a young man, what it means to you to be Barbadian. What does independence represent for you as a young person with a disability?
Being a Barbadian means everything to me. I always wanted to be involved in some area that I would be able to give back for my nation. Singing for me, it's not only something that I love, but I see it as a way to represent my country and to showcase what we here have to offer. Yeah. So wherever it takes me, I know that I'll be representing not for myself, but for the nation by extension.
Okay. And as a young man with a mobility challenge, what more would you like to see happen within your country to enable more and more persons with disabilities to move around freely and have opportunities to contribute like you are doing?
Well, our main aim is, our main focus, our goal is just to be upside down there. Inclusion and equality is what we fight for daily, you know? So we encourage each other as a community to, not if we want to seek this from the wider society, to have it amongst ourselves first and foremost, right? So that society could see what we have to offer, you know? So once we embrace each other and try to push each other, then, you know, I think that is the beginning to something great, to happen.
Fantastic. Well, Shane, any closing comments you would want to share with our listeners who may have, the ones who have disabilities? What word of encouragement can you share with them and maybe their family members as well, so that they do not become depressed or despondent?
Well, to all persons out there who have a disability, the disability don't define who you are. And if you have a talent out there, just embrace it. Talk to your family to help encourage you. You know, I think many times persons with disabilities as just persons not as worthy or having not much to offer as those who may be considered everybody, but that is solely not the case. So you know, I would encourage persons to, you know, treat persons with disabilities as you would treat yourself, or you would treat another person as yourself, you know, we do have a lot to offer. Disability doesn't deter our abilities, even if we have to do something differently or not the way that you would figure it is to be done. Even if you have to do it differently, you can assure that we will get it done. You know.
Okay.
So don't count us out. Don't count us out. We are part. We are here to stay. You know. And yeah, that's about it. Just for those who have disabilities, just embrace yourself, believe in yourself, and you know, don't give up. Don't give up.
Well, quickly, Shane, I want to pick you up on that point of embracing yourself and believing in yourself, because some people may find that very difficult to do. Share with us one or two tips, points that you use to build your own confidence and believe in yourself.
Well, to be honest, through music, I know that I do uplift persons out there, and I, you know, they're very appreciative of what I do. So, you know, it speaks that even though you have a disability, you still have a lot to offer. You know, so just believe in yourself. You know, if you believe in yourself and you uplift yourself, then persons can feed on that energy and would adapt to treating you the same as well. You know, every day is not going to be the same. Some days may be tough, you know, and you know, the current circumstances with all the COVID and stuff can got not only us but everyone in general a little depressed and everything. But you know, as we see, there is hope because we're getting back over there and we'll be able to mix and mingle once again. So there's hope for a better tomorrow. You know, just hang in there as much as possible. Don't lose hope or don't lose faith, and everything will work out according to how it's supposed to.
Well, Shane, I want to say thank you for coming and sharing with me on Visions, and I pray for continued success as you pursue your singing and theater arts career.
Thank you as well for having me. Thank you, Barbados, for listening.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudley Wickham Ashby, and my very special guest, Shane Headley. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can email as well, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And I would want to invite you to listen to this and past episodes by going on the VOB929.com website and searching for the Visions podcast. So until next week, be productive and remember to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.